Chapter 19, Success in Selling. Treat success as your duty, obligation, and responsibility, not as a choice or just a job. The best advice I can give you about success in any field is to make being successful an ethical issue, not a financial issue, and not a technical issue. Literally, success for me is a spiritual obligation. Man, if you could get this, if you could get that this is your ethical, most spiritual success, is your spiritual highest duty. Wow, that's big, dude. That's giant. What are you talking about, Grant? Man, I thought success was just an option. No, man, success is your spiritual obligation. It's your duty. You know, God puts you on this planet to be successful. Almost all people claim they want success. Who do you know this is? Nah, I don't care, man. I don't need none of that. Sure, everybody wants it. Everybody says they want it. I'm not talking about you wanting it. I'm talking about you demanding it as a spiritual obligation, as something like as vital to you as oxygen. I have to be successful in selling. Almost all people claim they want success. Every salesperson I ever met, yeah, I'm going to have a great month. Yeah, I'm going to be great. Yeah, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be the best. I'm the best. Wow. Oh, yeah. Dude, what you doing? You spit. My wife's over here. I'm talking, doing this program. She's spitting donuts out on a plate. Freaking coon. Damn redneck. I love that girl. She a spitter. Almost all people, salespeople claim they want success, but most people approach it only as an option. Anything is an option or a maybe or, well, whatever. I promise you, it will not be a success for you. Approach anything as an option or a maybe, and I assure you it will never be yours. Did you know that less than 2% of all households in America make $250,000 a year? Why? Well, either the whole system's set up against 98% of the people, or 98% of the people are treating success as something that may or may not happen. And you might be thinking right now, dude, I don't make $250,000 a year. Okay, good, I'm talking to you. Graham, my position could never pay $250,000 a year. Okay, good, I'm talking to you. But you know the money's out there. It's out there, okay? Now, if I can get Robert to shift his thinking from, dude, I can never do that, to, ooh, how could I do that? Look, the reality is the top earners, they're not smarter than you. They don't work harder than you. They're no more creative than you. But one of the major reasons more people don't create success for themselves is not because of the 1% or 2% or the system's rigged or you don't have the right job. Look, the reason more people don't create success for themselves is because they never commit to it. They never commit to it as, look, I gotta have it. Do you know anybody not breathing on planet Earth? Well, there's a few people today that are not going to be breathing. Everybody else is demanding oxygen. Everybody else is saying, look, I gotta fill my freaking lungs up, man. Okay, they're all breathing. Most of them are getting water, hydrated, and most of them are going to have something to eat today. Terrible. It's terrible how many people are actually having to struggle for food and water today. It's terrible. But most of us are breathing. Why? Demand it. We demand oxygen. Now, what I need you to do is shift into demanding success the way you demand oxygen. Oh, man, I ain't got time, man. I'm so busy with the kids. Really? Well, where'd you get that last lung full? You got 2 kids, 7 kids. You're still breathing. Well, yeah, Grant, that's different. No, it's different because you decided it was different, dude. I think success is important to me. I think selling a next client, taking a phone call rings in here. I jumped to the phone faster than anybody. Why? Because I'm looking for freaking oxygen. Let's face it. Most people don't even come close to creating the kind of life they want. Once a year, they're like, I'm going to make my life better. This is going to be a great year. Most people don't even come close to creating the life they want. And even fewer people create the kind of life they have the potential to create. You know you can create more. You know you can do more. People claim they want successful relationships. But where's that? People claim they want financial freedom. Really, where? What are they doing to get financial freedom? Dude, you want out of jail? That means you got to freaking, you might have to claw through the walls. You know, you want freedom? You don't want to be a slave anymore? You'd do anything, right? You'd risk getting out of jail. You'd risk, maybe I'll jump the fence and get shot, but I'd rather be free. See, most people don't go after success the way a man is trapped, a hungry dog that wants out of that. He wants out of that. I'm going to chew my arm off, man. I told a girl once, dude, you're in a bad relationship. You got to chew your arm off? Chew it off. You better be in three-legged than being four-legged and trapped. You know, I know a lot of people that claim they want to be successful. They want a solvent business. They claim they want more money. They claim they want to be millionaires. but then they don't go after it relentlessly. Undying. Gotta have it now. Demand pursuit of this thing called success.